Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Gary of Sussex.
Hey, Matt. I enjoy listening to you, even if I don't call. I do call periodically. Why would a semi-retired white guy from Sussex want to listen to your radio station? I'll tell you why. You're interesting. I believe that you tell the truth in your opinion and how you see life, you know. Do I think that you kind of try to sway your listeners to the way you think, and maybe you're not exactly 100% accurate, and you just, you know, kind of put your own spin on things, which you do? I think that you could admit that an AR is not an automatic machine gun. My AR, I can shoot it like maybe one round every second, so I could shoot out 15 rounds in 15 seconds compared to a machine gun that could shoot out 30 rounds in about 8 seconds. But the reason I called isn't because of the gun issue and everything like that. I just want to know what your opinion is on Jane's Revenge and why this group of people hate pro-life, centers that help women that decide that they need help and they want to keep their baby. Why are they going out there threatening these people, in your opinion? And please don't put me on hold and don't let me respond to what you're going to say, because you kind of do that a lot of times. I want to say something, and I'm talking on the phone, and you don't hear me. So either Sam turns me down or you turn me down.
Okay, thanks. I do want to respond to you. And Sam, keep Gary on so that he can respond. I think Gary is a principled guy, and I enjoy having you. First of all, you say, why would a guy from Sussex listen to me? I have a lot of friends in Sussex, spent some time out there, and I don't know if you know the Fryda family, F-R-Y-D-A, Fryda jerseys. They had a farm out there, Bob and Betty Fryda. They passed. Their son Mike is still out there, and their grandson, and a lot of good folks out in Sussex. So I'm hoping people in Sussex do remember their old friend who's on the radio now. So that's number one. Number two, when it comes to the AR-15 and a machine gun, first of all, it is possible to get a machine gun. It's just that you have to go through mountains of applications, and they have to know what you want it for, because you don't want people pumping off. And there are machine guns and there are machine guns. Machine guns in the 1930s are not what you think they are now, number one. And number two, the fact that you can have a couple of high-capacity magazines, like, you can essentially easily get off 60 or 90 rounds in a minute. It's a matter of, why would you say that we're going to ban machine guns, but not something that you say maybe comes close to that, but isn't quite that? In other words, my feeling on AR-15 is like my feeling in the old days on M16s and machine guns. They're a lot of fun to fire. I fired some of them in the Navy. I want people to respect the weapon. I want people to understand the weapon and be responsible. You don't point at anybody if you don't intend to shoot it. You don't have an 18-year-old who's mentally ill or emotionally disturbed walking in and buying it. You can kill a lot of people. An AR-15, some of those kids in Uvalde were decapitated. One of them was blasted up so bad, they only identified her from her sneakers. She liked to wear green sneakers. And that was it. And so all I can say is, what is the purpose of letting an emotionally disturbed 18-year-old who has no judgment, but not a 17-year-old, walk into a gun store or a gun show or buy it on the internet legally and murder everybody in Sandy Hook, Uvalde, and Buffalo? I don't think there's any excuse for that. And so if you say, well, one can pump off X rounds in 8 seconds and the other one can in 8 seconds can only pump off half of that, what's this pumping off business other than good recreational target shooting, which I enjoy too. I enjoy the heck out of it. But what I'm saying is, this is a very small price to pay. I'm a defender of the Second Amendment. I've said this before, because it's a liberal amendment. Throughout medieval Europe, and when they had kings, it was against the law for a peasant or a commoner or a working man to own a weapon, because they didn't want him to revolt against the king. They did not want him to revolt against the king. George Washington and all our founding fathers said, no, in the Second Amendment, you are going to have a right to bear arms. And I agree with that 100%. But they didn't say you have a right to bear nuclear weapons or chemical or biological weapons or bazookas or stingers or javelins or handheld or shoulder-held missile launchers or machine guns. And the question, the only question to me, Gary, is an assault rifle more like a machine gun than not? And I think it is. So in this case, Sam, would you put Gary back on? Gary is a guy that has a lot to say, and I want to hear you say it, Gary. You're not being cut off. We recognize you every time you call. And yeah, with most people, we don't permit two calls or, you know, get back and forth because we have limited time and a lot of callers.
Yeah.
But in your case, please go ahead. Yeah, I'm interested in your response.
Well, the thing is, you know, you bring up the fact that you can't use Stinger missiles and everything like that. That's, you know, you said that many times. But there is a difference between an automatic machine gun and an AR. Okay, so we just kind of disagree a little bit on that. But the other point that I wanted to bring up was, you said 18-year-old kids, their emotions, they're not emotionally mature. And I agree 100%. But, you know, when there's 300 million people in this world, in the United States, and there's a lot of 18-year-olds, and yes, there's way too many shootings. One shooting at a school is just, it's too much. It's not acceptable. But the fact is, you know, the only people who are killing people are insane people. You can take 100 18-year-olds walking down the street right now, and I guarantee you not one of those kids, 1,000 of them, would not even consider going into a school, and they're 18 years old. So you're taking one out of, like, 20 million people that are going to go do something like that, and you want to go out there and ban the ARs because one in maybe 20 million 18-year-olds might go into a school and shoot somebody? It's the people. It's not the gun itself. But the reason I called was I wanted to ask you what you think about Jane's Revenge, that people are going into these pro-life clinics and threatening and talking about how much fun it is to go out there and threaten you. And if you continue helping these women with their babies, we're going to destroy you. I mean, this is as insane as anything else is.
Yeah, on that I agree with you, Gary. And let me go one step further. Any violence should be prosecuted. Any violence should be prosecuted. People that attack centers that are pro-life or clinics or plan anything, we will have no violence in this society. If I were a DA, I know there was some attacks over in Madison, and there may have been elsewhere. I would investigate that, prosecute it, put up security if necessary to stop it, and put the people in prison who did it. The people who staff a lot of those centers are very well-intentioned people who want to provide counseling. And there's a lot of political dispute about that part of it. But there is one thing on which there is no dispute. And you're exactly correct. Any violence has got to be prosecuted. End of story. And I would like to see public figures on both sides of the aisle, whenever there's violence against any clinic on either side, prosecute it. I would not tolerate it. And thank you very much for calling. As always, we look forward to getting your calls. And I think you understand our policy. We get so many calls and such limited time to discuss a lot of issues that typically people get one kick at the cat and then I respond. And then maybe the next day they call in. But I appreciate your calls and thank you. And say hello to my buddies out in Sussex. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Okay, this situation with Pence now, I'm being put on a pedestal. Look, I get it. He did the right thing. He did the right thing on January 6th. But let's review Mr. Pence and Trump picking him. It was more like Pence picking him. If you remember correctly, in 2016, not a lot of people were signing up to run with Donald Trump. And I read something that I totally believe on Mike Pence. He decided to do it because he was sure they were going to lose. And then he could ride in on the white horse in 2020 and maybe save the Republican Party and run for president himself. I don't think that he had any idea they were going to win, and Trump didn't either for that matter. But, you know, I understand he did the right thing, but this holding him out, I'm sorry. You know, the guy did enough bootlicking for that 5 years that I'm surprised he can even talk.
Yeah, Pence is no good in my view. Yeah, and he didn't, initially he was going to go along with this, Dick, and then he called around and people said, are you out of your mind? Dan Quayle, former vice president, don't even think of it, it's criminal. So then he basically chickened out of what Trump wanted him to do, and now they say he's a saint. No, he's not a saint. He was a bootlicker for Trump, and even after Trump said maybe he deserves it and is chuckling and they're going, hang Mike Pence, he's sucking up to Trump. Guy says, let's hang Matt Flynn. I'm not going to suck up to the guy and say he's a great guy. Hey, come on. Come on. No, Pence is not going anywhere. But thank God in this particular case, he didn't cave in. Thanks for calling. Lines are open. We're going to a break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on.